Good evening. You're tuned to the Cabaret Show here on listener-supported KGNU. My name is George, and as every Tuesday night, we feature live music from our studios. This evening, we have a trio. It's the Brett Sexton, Farrell Lowe, and Bill McCrossin trio. And maybe we'll talk more about with you guys later on, but why don't you start off with some music. Thank you.
Thank you.
Brett Sexton on saxophone, Farrello on the pulse guitar, Steve Reichian influence there, and Bill McCrossin on double bass. Brett, maybe we can talk to you first. How did you? How long have you known these other people in the room?
Well, I've known Farrell probably for around 20 years.
30.
Wow. More than that.
30.
Mm-hmm. Maybe closer to 30. From watching him perform when I first came to Denver, early 90s. And then I've only been playing with Bill probably for about a year, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure that we've ever actually done just a trio with just the three of us, mm-hmm. so this is actually new.
Yeah, and I was going to do a shout-out to Dino, J.A. Dean, as well, who was originally slated, could not make it this evening, so... He's in our thoughts, and shout out to you. Hello, if you're listening.
Yeah,
thank you.
I guess, Brett, what originally drew you to this, I don't know, style of, we'll just call it sound, or music?
I think for me personally, I came at it from jazz. I started as a jazz player. Somewhere in high school, I ended up with an album of Coltrane's Interstellar Space. And probably around that same time, I also had John Zorn's Naked City. So between those two albums, it took me away from
Naked City will do that to you the first time you
Yeah. So that was kind of the beginning of it for me, and then it kind of took off from there.
Yeah. We're doing an instrument change in the room.
You can tell me I have a malfunction.
It was a happy accident. In the room, or we're switching guitar amp heads here, and I don't know if we've ever used this one that I just gave you, so we'll find out. He's doing.
I don't know if I've got it plugged in right.
We'll figure that out. But
yeah.
So Brett, maybe you could tell me a little bit about, and we'll talk to Bill, I think, in the next break, other projects and things that you do around, around town.
A lot of the stuff.
You heard a noise.
I'm currently playing with several groups. I play in my own group, the Brett Sexton Quartet, that plays mostly my tunes, more of a kind of a jazz fusion kind of group. Mm-hmm. And there's various other improvisation groups I play with. I was playing a band called Log that's mm-hmm. kind of a rock band that I'm filling the guitar position with saxophone through effects pedals. So,
yes.
A few things here and there. A group called Denizens of the Deep that I sometimes play with. Guest appearing with New Standards Men on Friday at Seventh Circle. And I guess that's about all I got.
All right. This is the Brett Sexton, Farrell Lowe, and Bill McCrossin trio, saxophone, guitar, and double bass, respectively. Do you want to get started again? I can help.
Yeah.
Over there.
Yeah,
and we'll.
Should we do a little duet?
Yeah, we'll do a little duet.
Do a little duet.
Right. Do a little. Thank you.
We're getting the technical bugs worked out here.
It's amazing how that happened just right exactly when we were starting. That's some cosmic timing. Man, I need power right here.
All right. Right, we got to do this more often, man. That was fun.
Yeah.
All right, once again, Brett Sexton, Farrell Lowe, Bill McCrossin, we're working on some technical fixes. We thought we had them fixed, but you know. Maybe Brett, we can talk about what is emergent music, composition in the moment.
Composition in the moment? So, like what we're doing right now, It's improvisation using kind of whatever we've got with us at the time.
Like amp failure.
Yeah, like amp failure.
Battery failure.
All of those things. We use them and make music out of them. But we try to go kind of maybe outside of where you would normally go idiomatically if you were playing straight ahead jazz or something else or a rock beat or whatever. We try to find other ways of communicating musically without just leaning on the old crutches of everything that we already know, trying to find different spaces.
Mm-hmm. And I'll have to point out one of your preparations for your saxophone is a Coors Light can with rocks in it, or is it just empty?
No, it does. I think it does have rocks in it. I'll give a quick example of that sound.
Is that rocks or gravel?
Rocks or gravel.
So, very nice. Found objects.
It's both and yet neither.
Deep.
It's local though. From my front yard.
Local rocks or gravel, local. Depending on rocks your preference, family. Your yeah. Linguistic.
Gluten free.
Gluten free rocks from your front yard.
All natural. It's been rinsed for pesticides, or hopefully.
Well, probably not.
Probably not. All right.
Okay, we good?
Mm-hmm. We'll see. Yeah. We'll try.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Brett Sexton on saxophone, Farrell Lowe on guitar, and Bill McCrossin. Bill McCrossin. I just got lost there for a moment.
Me too.
Tends to happen. Talk to Farrell. Do you want to talk or no?
What?
Do you want to spin that mic towards you?
So what? yeah.
Farrell Lowe, I'm going to tell us a little bit about the various things that you got going on.
Various things that I've got going
on. Not either in the room or outside of the room. Fukushima or whatever.
Fukushima is outside of the room. Road maintenance is outside of the room. How about that terrible storm we had?
Bomb cyclone.
Bomb cyclone. We missed it all.
Yep.
Outside of that, I've got some pedals, and they come in and out at various nonlinear points of time, along with the treated upright bass and quasi-treated saxophone.
What and you've known you Brett know? For a while. How long have you known Bill? Or Bill, how long have you known Farrell?
There you go.
Only a couple of years, right? A
couple of years, yeah. Sounds right. Yeah. Yeah, probably right around 2 years. When did you move here?
Let's see,
2014. It was a happy meeting.
It was.
Yeah.
I knew from the first sounds.
I guess the first time that we met was when you were at the trio with Dino and Evan?
I heard that house concert at Dan's Fairchild place, and I was like, oh, my goodness. If aliens were passing by the Earth and they stopped for a second to pick up all the different frequencies of the radio and everything that's being transmitted through satellites, jazz and classical and hip-hop and rock and funk and everything. And they just recorded it all really fast and then kept on going and then brought it back to their home planet and tried to synthesize it and put it through their instruments.
We were the lounge band.
That was the lounge band. Yeah, that's what it would sound like. You know? That's what it would sound like.
Yeah, that was your description that night.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, I got to play with this guy.
So. Yeah. Dan Fairchild has a knack for bringing people together. He has a knack for bringing people together like that.
Well, that was a group that Dino, J.A. Dean Dino, and Evan Mazunik and I had for a while. We did a couple of albums, and then that kind of dissolved and hasn't resurfaced again yet to all of our chagrins. Mm. And maybe someday it will all happen again. But yeah, we have a couple albums out. I've got a Bandcamp page where I've got numerous recordings. Brett's on some of them. Dino's on some of them. I don't know if Bill is on anything yet.
Not yet. We'll have to fix that.
Yeah. And Bill and I have a concert coming up in April at the Trident, April 27th. Is that right?
That sounds right.
Yes. And
7 o'clock, right?
7 o'clock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At the Trident.
In the back.
They're opening up
The sandbox
will be open in April. So that'll probably be one of the earlier shows of the sandbox.
And having been to a few of your shows back there, it's a really cool
It's a
great space. It's great how it interacts, your performance interacts with the environment.
In the environment, yeah. So
the squeaky door.
Well, at the early time, the squeaky door is definitely one of those.
becomes part of every piece.
Every piece, yeah. The birds,
the lick,
usually in the spring, you have a lot of bird activity, which is often good. And then, like, the occasional liquor bottle dump into the alley, like, that comes at a certain time. And if a lot of times they have their timing really right. The squeaky door is really the only one that's not got good time.
I've heard, the motorcycles.
Motorcycles,
trucks.
You have a little bit of traffic. Yeah. But,
occasionally, if they're ripping down the alley.
Last year, there was one particularly bad drummer playing very loud in a bar band, probably in the attic, I guess. It was really loud.
Mm.
Or maybe it was an outdoor at the St. Julian or something. And it was noticeably bad time. So if you're listening,
So once again, that date for that is.
Hmm?
What's the date for that again?
I think it's April 27th.
Okay.
I would have to.
And Bill, you had some other performances coming up.
A few things, sure.
Can you tell us about those?
Yes. I'm trying to think here. Well, first off, I appreciate being here and playing with you guys, and I always make sure I make it down to the O Snap Jam every first Tuesday of the month in Lafayette. And that's pretty much where I've been playing with these guys more recently. I've known Farrell for a few years. We started out doing something with Moi, actually. It was our first time we actually played the party, a jam in the park.
That's right.
At the end of the Hollywood neighborhood
that's
park.
That's right, yeah.
And that jam consisted of myself on this crazy instrument called the Snake.
The Snake.
An instrument designed by a friend of ours, Ken Bernstein. Basically took a railroad tie and carved it into the shape of a snake, make it a little snaky, and then put four grand piano strings for bass strings on it. So the strings are like 7 feet long. There's this old pickup on there from the 60s, And you can only kind of play it with like a mallet or a spoon, or you can bow it, or you can kind of press down on it and slide on it. It just sounds like the weirdest bass sound imaginable. And then Prasanna Bishop joined us, I think, right?
Yep, Prasanna was there. And
Brian?
Brian Mullins showed up, right?
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. So that was the first time we played. That was a couple of,
couple
of summers ago.
Mm-hmm.
And then then more recently, just meeting Brett at the O Snap Jam.
Yeah, we should mention O Snap is the first Tuesday of every month.
First Tuesday of every month out at the Muse.
Muse Performance Space in Lafayette.
And it's all free improvised music, spontaneous composition. And it's just, you get to pick your own group. So it's a really great hang.
I think everybody in this room's been there.
Yeah.
It's true.
Yeah.
So then I have April 3rd coming up. It's a Wednesday night. My Moi ensemble, the Moi ensemble, which represents music, movement, mindfulness, and art, and it's a 9-person ensemble. Dexter Payne plays woodwinds in that. Brian Mullins plays the Chinese air hu and some other percussion. James Hoskins plays cello, and myself on a variety of other instruments. I also play the kora, and the ngoni, and the mbira, and the gembri. It's my passion is to play these other world instruments and incorporate them into free improvised music. And then we have five movers that move with us. And it's all spontaneous, you know, instant composition with music and movement. And that's going to be at the Healing Living Arts Center in Boulder here on Iris, April 3rd, 6 to 8.
It's great.
It'll be a really beautiful. The next night, April 4th, it's a Thursday night, there is going to be a doubleheader at the Dairy Center. I highly recommend it. That'll be the Artlandy's Boy-Girl Band going on first.
S-Band, right?
And then followed by the S-Band, which is Art playing piano and drums, Kabu Doug Young on guitar, and Mark Miller, an incredible, you know, shakuhachi, sax, all woodwinds, and myself on mostly on just bass and some fretless electric bass, too. And that's completely free improvised music. So that's at the Dairy on April 4th. And then a few other things in the works, but nothing concrete yet. I'm proud to say that I was a Pathways to Jazz grant winner last year. And I got the grant to record my Coração, Brazilian jazz quartet. It's Bill Copper on guitar, Raul Rossiter on the percussion, drums, and Eric Gunnison on piano. And we're going to be recording very soon, right down the road, actually.
Great. So once again, Brett Sexton, Farrell, Bill McCrossin, thanks so much for being with us this evening. You want to play us out till the top of the hour? Got about 5 minutes?
Sure. Yeah, thanks for having us. Really appreciate the opportunity to be here.
Thank you.